Well, soon, another prominent Wisconsinite will be leaving for Washington, D.C. Secretary Kathy Stepp announced just yesterday that she'll be leaving the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to join the Trump administration. She'll be taking a job there with the EPA. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz is here to talk about the secretary's tenure with the Wisconsin DNR. Thanks for joining us, Susan.
Glad to be here, Rachel.
So Stepp's move to join the Trump administration is unfolding quite quickly, it seems.
It certainly is. Governor Walker just announced Kathy Stepp's resignation yesterday, and he announced that her second in command will serve as interim secretary effective tomorrow. Stepp will become deputy administrator for Region 7 of the Environmental Protection Agency. The region covers four states, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri.
Governor Walker selected Stepp to head the Wisconsin DNR back in 2011. So if you would, tell us about the role that she's played leading the agency since that time.
She was the first woman to head the DNR, and it's been during an era when the governor and Republicans in the legislature set out to significantly modify the DNR's size and structure. Stepp espoused a retooled DNR with what she called improved customer service skills. Critics argued that what Stepp really meant was making the DNR a more business-friendly agency. She defended her priorities when I interviewed her in 2012.
There's a stereotype. When you say customer service, that suddenly means take away all rules. It doesn't mean that at all. It means apply the rules the same way to everybody. The governor has been emphatic about that. He said do things right, based on sound science, common sense, get the job done, and that's what we're doing.
And we should remember that Secretary Stepp was also in the thick of Waukesha's hotly debated request to draw drinking water from Lake Michigan to replace the supply from its own radium-tainted wells.
Yes, environmental concerns swelled both throughout and after the approval process. Some predicted that a yes to Waukesha would usher in a flood of applications to use Great Lakes water. Stepp dismissed the concerns in June of last year, just after the Great Lakes states approved the diversion.
The compact was written in a way that allows for these types of exceptions for a reason, and it's just a privilege to get to be the first one out of the gate to demonstrate how well it can work.
And you mentioned, Susan, the future size and structure of the DNR, but it seems that Secretary Stepp won't even be here to see those changes.
That's right. Governor Walker's biennial budget is still working its way through the legislature, but its plans call for a reorganized DNR that includes eliminating its science research bureau and dispersing its 15 remaining scientists throughout the agency. If it's approved, that restructuring will be finalized under another person's leadership, and that somebody will become the DNR's new cheerleader for a huge proposed project in Racine or Kenosha counties. Foxconn, the Taiwanese manufacturer, wants to make LCD screens there. At a recent Natural Resources Board meeting, she told members the DNR is up to the task to help the plant get off the ground.
In fact, really the beauty and serendipity of our alignment plan that we've been working on for the last 2 years have brought us to this point where we stand at the ready.
So, Susan, what are people saying about Stepp's departure from the DNR?
Assessments of her legacy differ sharply. The pro-business group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce put out a statement yesterday saying Stepp made the DNR more accountable while ensuring it served its vital mission to the people of the state. Environmental advocates have harsh words. For example, George Meyer, a former DNR secretary who heads the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, told the Capital Times that he's known seven DNR secretaries, and among them, Stepp has the, quote, worst record in terms of protecting the environment.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Susan, for sharing this slice of the issues. And we know that you'll be keeping in step with this evolving discussion of the future of Wisconsin's natural resources. That's WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz.